السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال تعالى في كتابه يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ايمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present, ittaqillah bi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this beautiful month of Ramadan, a month of reflection, a month of ibadah, a month of Quran, the month of dua. The description to this beautiful month given in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, given by the ulama and the commentators of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful month. A complete change in everything, in our lifestyle, the way we think, the way we do, the way we behave. A sudden change by the dawn of this beautiful month of Ramadan. The way we speak, the way we do things, the times that we divide and allocate for the worship of Allah and for all our other good deeds. A complete shift, a complete change. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the first 10 days of this month known as Rahmah, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. It is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. It is the love and the compassionate of Allah upon us that we are blessed with this beautiful month of Ramadan. If you take our lives, the previous month that we spent, many can question ourselves, many will question, are we worthy of spending this month? Are we worthy of being in the worship of Allah in the holy month of Ramadan? Because of the deeds, actions, the life that we had before the month of Ramadan. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we have become people materialistic. We have become people behind wealth and money. We have become people find enjoyment in the disobedience of Allah. Many a times we fail to understand whether we are disobeying Allah or no. Such is our life and such is the system that we are living. We cannot see good as good. We cannot see bad as bad. We cannot understand what is right, what is wrong. We live as people with hawa nafs, according to our heart, our soul, our nafs, calling us, encouraging us, telling us, we started living our lives. Why we cannot see? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran a beautiful ayah.
ثُمَّ قَصَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Allah says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. There are people, their hearts have become hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ. The hearts have become hard like rocks. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَى. Harder than rocks. Subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah says, even you take the rocks, you see the rocks are splitting and the water is gushing forth. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ. There are rocks which have cracks and water spring comes out. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِثُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. There are huge rocks rolling down from the mountain. Allah says, do you know why all these things are happening? First message, the rocks are cracking, rocks are splitting, but there is no change in the heart of a person. And Allah says, do you know why huge rocks are rolling down? We can call it earth sleep, we can call so many things. We have seen the pictures, the emails and the information that we have seen the last few days, the disaster that crossed upon us. Huge rocks have come to the main roads, blocking the pathway. Allah says all of these things, even the rock can split, huge rocks will crack and water will gush forth. Rocks will roll down from the huge mountains. All of this will happen. مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, huge creations of this nature could have an impact out of the fear of Allah. Where are we? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, why today we cannot see right as right, wrong as wrong, good as good, bad as bad? Sometimes we know. When we look into the Quran, the remedy is in the Quran for the heart. Today for sickness, a headache, the chest pain, whatever we call it, we have doctors to medicate them. We have doctors to guide us. Then there are certain sicknesses in our heart. Because of that, our hearts have become hard, harsh, rude, arrogant, blind, covered with evil and sin. The Quran gives three types of descriptions and qualities connected to the heart of a person. The first category, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ. That nafs, that soul, that heart which is calm. What does that mean? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, a heart in the obedience of Allah. If a person has this quality, أَكْرَمُ النَّاسِ, the most honored person. We are in the month of Ramadan. Let us examine our own selves. Let us ask our own self, what type of a heart that I have? Does it encourage me to obey Allah? Does it encourage me to do good in my life? Does it telling me what is right? Do I find qurratu ayni fi salah, coolness of my eye in salah? Does it encourage me towards the book of Allah? Do I find enjoyment in reading the Quran? Do I find enjoyment in listening to the Quran? Or do I find enjoyment in something else? Do I find enjoyment in listening to the words of Allah and Rasul? Ask ourselves. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, if a person, subhanallah, Allah had given him a soul, a heart, that is only encouraging him to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make Allah happy in every aspect of his life, social, family, economic, his conduct, his character, a beautiful model and example. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, he is the most successful person. And there is another category of heart.
وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ
وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ Second category, an unstable heart. A soul, a heart which is not stable. At times he does good, at times he disobeys Allah. He cannot control himself. He cannot keep up himself with goodness. He cannot obey Allah. At times he obeys Allah, at times he disobeys Allah. He has no control of himself. An-nafsul lawwama, which is, according to, which is discouraged. Maybe many a times we are in this boat. We need to ask ourselves. We cannot control our desires. We cannot control our evil likings, desires, and etc. Here we read Quran, then we go and disobey Allah. Here we talk good, we go out, we disobey Allah. A month of Ramadan is given to reform. We make no effort. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is the second category that Quran is speaking. The third category,
وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي
النَّفْسُ الْأَمَّارَةُ That soul calling towards evil. Every time we are encouraged to disobey Allah. النَّفْسُ أَعْدَاءُ الْإِنسَانِ The scholars write, this nafs, this heart is the enemy of human. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, keep on calling us to disobey Allah. Keep on calling us to do wrong. Only thing that we want to do, whatever other than the words of Allah and Rasul. Disobey Allah. We find enjoyment in music. We find enjoyment in movies. We find enjoyment in doing wrong and talking to ghayr mahram, being in the wrong and evil and sinful company. Month of Ramadan is not to gang up and spend the night by restaurants and coffee shops. Month of Ramadan is to reform. But still, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, nafse ammara, keep on commanding, keep on encouraging that soul towards the disobedience of Allah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought, created an environment, a sudden shift in our lives, sudden change. Earlier we spoke, our timings, our days, our nights, everything changed suddenly because it is the month of Ramadan. Allah created an opportunity for us to reform, for us to change our lives, for us to become better people. Many a times we do wrong because of the environment, because of the wrong company. Maryam alayha salatu was salam, she was given to Masjidul Aqsa for the ibadah, for the khidmah of Masjidul Aqsa. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, one day Zakariya alayhi salatu was salam visited her. She was eating the fruits of winter in summer. He asked her, Anna laki hada, O Maryam, who gave you this? Where did you get fruits of summer in winter or fruits of winter in summer? She said, Hiya min indillah. Qalat, Hiya min indillah. That comes from Allah. It's from Allah. The same Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam,
outside the environment of Masjidul Aqsa, in a garden. Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam came and told her, Allah is going to bless you with a baby. Allah is going to give you, bless you with a child. Do you know the answer? قالت أنا يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكن بغيا. She said, how can I have a child? How it is possible? No man ever touched me. I have not committed adultery or wrong. The same Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam in the environment of the pious Masjidul Aqsa. The question was asked, where did you get the fruit? She says, from Allah. Here, outside the environment of Masjidul Aqsa, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam came and told her, Allah is going to give you, bless you with a child. The question was different, the answer was different. How can I have a child? How can I have a child? No man ever touched me. I have not committed anything wrong. The commentators of the Quran compare her answer. Why here she did not say, it is from Allah? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, because of the change of environment. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi. A man is according to the religion of his friend. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to understand, Allah created an environment. Iza ja'a Ramadan, subhanallah, the shift is not only in dunya, in sama'ud dunya, all the seven heavens, there is a change, different orders given, even the jannah, different orders given. Iza ja'a Ramadan, futtihat abwaabu sama', doors of heavens are opened. Doors of heavens are open. وَغُلِّكَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. Special order from Allah. Close all the doors of Jahannam. Do not speak about Jahannam. Close the doors of Jahannam. وَغُلِّكَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. وَسُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Subhanallah. And that shaitan who was misguiding us, taking us into the disobedience of Allah, all the shayateens are caught and put in chains and they are being imprisoned and no chance for them to come and disturb us. Now Allah says, oh my beloved slave, it is you and me and there is no hindrance to you, there is no disturbance to you. No shaitan will come and disturb you. No iblis will come and distract you. Here, you and me, as-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. Now you are fasting for me. I personally reward you. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is the opportunity of reform that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you and me to change our lives, to purify ourselves. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we all need to work towards nafsul mutmainna, that heart which encourage each one of us to the obedience of Allah. Today people disobey. Today people commit crime. Today people do wrong. Today people do all evil to fill the tummy. And Allah is putting that tummy in hunger. Why? That we feel, why am I fasting? Why this sound is upon me? And the brain is getting the message that I am hungry, that I am thirsty, I am tired, I am in pain. Why I am going through this? For the pleasure of Allah. Allah is working on a complete reform in our system, in our heart. Allah intends, created environment, an environment in the daytime. Man sama Ramadan imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That we fast during the day with imanan wahtisaban, strong iman in the heart, expecting reward from Allah, and Allah will forgive the sins. And woman kama Ramadan, and in the month of Ramadan at night we are in Salatul Taraweeh, that we are performing Salatul Taraweeh, 20 raka'at, so many sujood, so many ruku, so many qiyam. My dear brothers in Islam, complete change in our system, not only the fara'id, but more than the fara'id, Salatul Taraweeh and Salatul Tahajjud, that we wake up, with the intention that we feed ourselves before we fed ourselves because we are hungry. Today at Sahur that we fast, that we feed ourselves, we recall ourselves, I am doing this because I am fasting for the sake of Allah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, a complete shift in our lives, a complete change in our system. Allah wants to reform each one of us. Ask that question. Am I on that path or I'm still the same person? Did I accept the change or am I happy with the sin and the evil that I was doing? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this is the ultimate objective of the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تُوَدَى التَّقْوَى. The remedy for the heart was spoken by the month of Ramadan in the Quran. The month is brought for a remedial measure to give medication to the spirit, to the heart, to improve the heart spiritually. Make us people close to Allah. Make us people beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encouraged us, brought us to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to ask, 6 days, 7 days past the Ramadan, the speed that it moves, subhanallah. Very soon we will come to the end of Ramadan. Are we working on the change? Are we working on the reforms? Go back to the Quran. Allahu Akbar. This is the month of Quran. Let us ponder on the words of the Holy Quran. That Allah is taking oath on 11 things. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. By the sun and its light, by the moon, by the night, by the day, by the heavens, by the earth, by the soul and its formation. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. It is being inspired, the good and the bad and etc. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah taking oath on 11 things. If anyone considers sun to be the greatest, moon to be the greatest, night to be the best, the day to be the best, or the heaven to be the greatest, the earth to be the greatest, Allah says, I take oath on everything. Everything that surrounds us. Without the sun, human cannot exist. Without the moon, human cannot exist. Without the earth, without the sky, without the night, without the day, this insan cannot exist. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Allah takes oath on all of these things and Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The most fortunate person. After Allah taking oath on everything, then Allah takes oath on this heart, on this soul, and then Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. By most successful person, after taking oath, Allah says, the most fortunate, most successful person, مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That person who have worked on his purification of the heart, who have worked on his soul, who have worked on his heart to purify that. وَقَدْ خَابَ. That person who have neglected his soul, neglected his heart, he can do many ibadah, but his heart is not clean. The sickness of his heart, there is no medication is done. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That person is the greatest loser of the time. Here the month of Ramadan to purify ourselves. Let us clean this heart. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us clean this heart. That is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. It is not a mere ibadah. So many Ramadan fasts in our lives. Today Islam is misinterpreted, misquoted, for the very reason we as Muslims do not possess that right heart, right soul, what Quran is encouraging you and me. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba. Sitting with the Sahaba, there was one Sahabi who crossed the gathering. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you want to see a person of Jannah, فَلْيَنْدُرْ إِلَىٰ هَذَا. Look at this person, he is a Jannati. Subhanallah. There was one Sahabi took the task to investigate what is that reason that this person is given the glad tidings of Jannah. His Sahabi followed that person, went to his house and met him, and he said, can I be your guest for 3 nights? First night, now he's seeing, because the imagination in the Sahabi, he must be doing lots of ibadah, lots of amal salih. He must be a very pious person. He must be not wasting his time in other things. Life of a normal person. Second night, life of a normal person. The salah is done. The normal ibadah is done. Nothing amazing to him. Third night, then he went to him and said, can I talk to you? When we were sitting with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you crossed that place. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from the people of Jannah. Tell me, what is that greatest good a'malu saliha, good deed that you perform? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, he said, there is nothing great that I do, but every morning, every evening, I make sure that I keep my heart clean. I do not have even anger. I do not have jealousy. I do not have greed. I do not have vengeance. I do not have intention of taking revenge with regard to any person. I keep my heart clean. That is the only thing that I do. Subhanallah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. That person who fears Allah, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ, he will control his soul from fancies, from desires, from evil, from sin, from wrong, from all these evil qualities. He will look after his soul. He will look after his heart. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, let us work. Quran says, when people work on that, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The Jannah is their abode. This is the month of Ramadan. The doors of Jannah is open. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah is inviting you and me. Let us bring a complete change in our lives. Let us work towards the change, my dear beloved brothers in Islam. And Allah will bring that change. Allah will purify us. That is the reason the second 10 days of Ramadan is known as Maghfira. The forgiveness keep on descending for all the wrong that we have done. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, Ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني أتوب لك ولا أبالي. If your sins have to reach the heaven, just once that you cry in front of me, Allah says, I forgive and I do not worry about it. I do not bother. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the curse, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person whom Allah has given the month of Ramadan, he works on no reformation, no purification of his sins and evil that he has committed. May the curse of Allah be upon him. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ameen. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, Allah has created this opportunity. Allah has created this environment. Allah has given this beautiful month of Ramadan, where the angels of Allah becoming our companion and company. Let us work in changing our lives. This is one part of human, and the other one, the world, to purification of the wealth which Allah has given. Zakkal mal, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, what does it zakat mean? To purify one's wealth, to give out that portion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed on different categories of wealth. Let us understand, my dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, let us give out and purify our wealth. Today in our country, people, every day that we receive information, every day that we see after these floods and destruction that have taken place, many homes till today they couldn't cook food. Many homes are destroyed. Many families have lost their beloved. They are in pain, cry and agony. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us purify our world by giving zakat and sadaqat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked from the sahaba. They were in the brink of jahannam according to the Quran. They were in the brink of jahannam. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم. And the responsibility of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to purify a person spiritually. Spiritually to purify him. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked on the sahaba who were in the brink of jahannam, became the greatest human on the planet. There was a guest came to see sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, is there anybody who could host him? And one sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I am responsible. He took him home. Allahu Akbar. He took him home and he told his wife, the guest of Rasulullah here today. She said, what's wrong with you? There's nothing for us to eat. Little bit of bread and pieces of meat and etc. kept for the children. The husband says, look, the guests of Rasulullah, they were fighting for small things. They were fighting for generations. They were robbing in the days of Jahiliyyah. They were killing each other for minor things. Now look at the change. These are the hearts, tama'anina, mutma'inna, content with the order of Allah. We are going through a test, alhamdulillah. We are going through pain, alhamdulillah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, now the husband is saying, look, he's the guest of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why can't we feed him? And now they are planning. He said, put the children to sleep early. Act like cooking or whatever. Put them to sleep. The little food that we have, let us feed the guests of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he told his wife, when I bring the food, you off the candle. I will act like eating. The guest will enjoy the meal. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we have been trained to accumulate wealth. At times of happiness, we accumulate wealth. At times of difficulty, it becomes opportunity of gaining wealth in today's time and age. Here, subhanallah, subhanallah, the candle was off and the guest was enjoying the meal and this sahabi was acting like eating. It was seen. Nobody, the guest thought the sahabi also enjoying the meal with him. The whole activity took place that night. Following day morning, no one knew. There was no Facebook update. There was no publicity. There was no big show. In the morning, he came to Salatul Fajr. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was smiling. He called him. He said, why ya Rasulullah? Allah was pleased with the action that he did. Allah conveyed his salam to him. My dear brothers in Islam, all these people are suffering. Even today morning we receive call. Even today morning we receive call. But we are very worried about our samosa and our kanji and our food and etc. Here people struggling without food. How can we enjoy so much of luxury while the Muslims in our own land suffering without anything? We are planning our Eid. We are planning our preparation with clothes, etc. Let's wear the best what Allah has given us. Let us give that extra wealth what we have to these people. Let us go to them. Let us be part of this effort taken by this masjid which was appointed to take care of a certain area. Let us be part of this masjid or whichever. We cannot, our hearts cannot be at rest when we see these disasters happening. We may have our own problem. We may have our own difficulty. We may have our own pain. But wallahu fi awni al-abad ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhi. Allah is in the service of a person. Allah is in the service of a person as long as that person is in the service of the mankind. Let us work. Our problems Allah will solve. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For Allah belongs the treasures of heavens and earth. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, let us make some time. Let us take some time and extending our arms, our support to the best of our ability. With this incident, I conclude the discussion. Before Ramadan, the Canadian, a minister in the parliament, who is not a Muslim, I'm mentioning this message should reach him that he's spoken in the house from the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Canadian minister, he says, subhanallah, he says, I fasted the last month of Ramadan. And I'm going to fast this month of Ramadan as well. But the reason that he's fasting, he says, I'm going to save some money. I am going to fast and save some money and to feed the needy, hunger and children. What is happening to us? Month of Ramadan, we are fasting. We are supposed to spend the least, but we spend the most. There is something wrong. There is something wrong, my dear brothers in Islam. We need to control this hawa and nafs. Sometimes we eat more than what is required and needed to keep our backbone straight. That's where this month of Ramadan demands from you and me to purify ourselves and our wealth. This is the golden opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us, cleanse our heart, make us better people. And before He take us from this world, may Allah give us kalbu mutma'inna, a heart that is content. May Allah help those people in difficulty and pain. May Allah remove all our problems. May Allah remove all our pain, all our worries, all our difficulty, pain in family life, economic life, in whatever that we are in. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan in our lives.
அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் வரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி வபரகாத்துஹு. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் மூலமாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும்.